You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 71. Today, we're talking all about how to leverage other people's podcasts to market your business. I've got a special guest lined up. She's amazing. You don't want to miss a word. So let's jump in.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here. And if you have ever had a month when a big client dropped, or maybe your product launch didn't go the way you'd hoped, and you've got a little bit less cash than you need, you're going to want to make sure that you have the rapid cash strategies in your toolbox. Now, this free download is full of my favorite ways to get a quick influx of cash when you need it most. And you can use any of these at any time to bring in some extra cash or to really double, triple, maybe even 10x your business revenues. So get the free download now at rapidcashstrategies.com. Now let's get into the episode. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for today's guest. She's a real rock star in the podcasting world, someone I've got to know a little bit more over the last year, and her name is Nicole Holland. So let me tell you a little bit about Nicole. She's the host of the Business Building Rockstar Show, which I was very honored to be a guest on earlier this year. And she has become a podcast guesting authority who's been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur Magazine, and the Huffington Post, as well as countless podcasts and virtual productions. She's often called upon to share her expertise from the live stage with business owners across North America who are interested in leveraging modern marketing strategies in order to increase their visibility, likability, and credibility. So welcome, Nicole, to Amplify Your Success.
Thank you so much, Melanie. I'm super excited to be here and honored and just, yeah, very happy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been hearing your name for so long, and then, you know, we have some common people in our lives, and it just became really apparent that you have some great gifts in this area. And of course, I love spotlighting people who can help people get more visibility. So yay.
Yay. Thank you.
So, you know, just tell us a little bit about how you got to the point where you've become an authority in the world of podcast guesting.
Yeah, I mean, it just happened so organically. I've been a podcaster only since the beginning of 2016. Actually, oh my gosh, I knew there was something yesterday. We're recording on March 22nd. I knew something about yesterday. I was like, what's happening today? March 21st, March 21st. Totally forgot. So yesterday was my 2-year anniversary of my podcast. the Business Building Rockstar Show. And when I started podcasting, I just loved the interaction. I loved connecting with amazing people, like just super smart and super interesting and high vibe in people. And I just got overcome with it. I loved it. It was like the best thing. And so when I would meet great people, and I was meeting other podcasters too that were great people. And so I would say, like, hey, can I I love what you're up to in the world. I want to help you get more visible. Can I introduce you to some of my friends who are podcasters who love great guests like you? And that was, of course, everybody's like, of course you can. Yes, you can. And so I was making all these connections for people just because I wanted to, and I was just so excited. And I've really done that my whole life ever since I can remember. It just comes very naturally to me. And over time, I would talk about things, like I would learn things as a podcast host, and also when I would go out and be a podcast guest, so I could experience the other side of the mic and how different people ran their shows. I would just share my knowledge and experiences with my friends, and then also with my audience and with my students and my clients, and just about how to make a better experience for yourself and for the host and for the audience and for the audio and whatever, right? So anything I could learn that I thought, oh, this will be really valuable to somebody else, I would share. And over some time, in fact, before we hit record, we were talking about some mutual acquaintances, and John Corcoran was one of my mentors who, because I was teaching it and I was like but just like for free. I was just telling people, like, just because I wanted to. And I said, I'm going to write a book because I keep teaching people the same things. I'm going to write a book on this. And John very lovingly said, no, you're not. You're not going to write a book on this. I was like, I've already written, like, you know, I'm going to write. And then I was going to do a lead magnet. And 12 hours later, I was like, okay, I think I have to have a book out of this. And he's like, no, you have to have a course out of that. And then my friend Danny Eaney also had my back. And he's like, yes, you need to do a pilot course. So that's what I did. I just took all of my knowledge and experience and all of the best practices that I had learned to that point, and I created a course called Interviews That Convert. And I ran it as a beta, and I had, I think, 6 or 7 folks in it. And it was great. And then I kept having people come to me and say, well, can you just do this for me? And I'd say, no, because I'm not doing the admin. Like, I'm the very creative, like, I'm the strategist, you know, and I love coming in for short periods of time and helping people get a lot of clarity and excitement, and then helping them understand, okay, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 3, now go implement it. But I'm not the implementer. And finally, after a bunch of people had asked, I had a guest on my show that I've sought out, and he had a disruptor service, software service I fell in love with. It solved problems that other similar services were creating. And I said, people need to know about you. I don't know why it's so hard to find out about you. And he's like, well, we kind of like it that way. You know, it's word of mouth. And I'm like, no, like people need you. So I said, can I introduce you to some of my podcasting friends? And he said, oh, well, yeah, this was easy. I can do a podcast interview. That's fine. Just conversation. And I go, great, I'm going to introduce you. And he goes, oh, but I don't have time for that. Can you just set up the appointments for me? And I was like, no, like, I don't do that. And he's like, oh, well then, no, that's okay. I don't, you know, we've got our thing going. Everything's fine. We don't need that. I'm like, oh no, like, people need you. So I was like, hold on a second. He goes, I'll pay you. I just, otherwise, you know, you're a customer, you believe in us, you're an advocate. So, and I go, okay, hold the phone. I'm trying to get coaching clients here. And yet here's somebody who wants to pay me for what I do for fun and for free anyhow. And all I have to do is build up like a system and book him. I said, let me get back to you in the morning. Let me sleep on it and I'll give you a quote. And I did. And he said, yes. And that is how my business, Interviews That Convert, which is a full service booking agency for folks who want more visibility and want people to know about their services and know about what great things they're up to in the world. That's who we serve, and get them on podcasts that are a right fit for them, that have their target market listening, and do it in a way that is so easy for the hosts and for the clients.
Okay. There's so many things I love about what you just shared in that story, but a big one is that sometimes, you know, people make things so complicated to find their right clients. And, you know, we almost like push away or put up a wall to the easiest and most effortless way to get our clients.
I was banging my head against it.
Yes.
I'm like, wait a minute. Why do I keep saying no to something that, and you know what it was? I was stuck in that belief that I shouldn't get paid for something that just comes naturally. It's like, wait a minute. I'm a coach. I can help people, not even valuing or realizing that what came so naturally my whole life and what I loved to do and just lit me up was something people would actually pay for.
Sometimes simple is easy, and it is where the most effortless financial, you know, prosperity comes from. So I love that you shared that. So we brought up this whole conversation about podcast guesting. Someone may not know what that means. Maybe one few people who aren't super savvy on the podcasting circuit yet. Why don't we explain what that means and why it's so powerful? It's such a powerful way to grow your brand and attract clients, in your opinion.
Absolutely. And I don't even know if it's like, when I started using the term, I did not make it up. I don't know if it was Richie Norton or somebody who's been doing this for a long time. I had read an article that they used that. I was like, ooh, I like that. That's catchy. But everybody else that I knew of that was doing like a podcast booking service, they were not using that terminology. I can't remember what it was. Now I hear it like everywhere and all the time. But what it is essentially is is that you are a guest, like you as in whoever wants that visibility. And it doesn't necessarily have to be for business people, although we are, you know, talking business here. But anybody who has a mission, a message, you know, something that they want to share, they can be interviewed as the expert guest, as I'm being interviewed right now on your show. They can get into the hot seat and be seen as a leader and, you know, asked about their expertise. And that's what podcast guesting is. So it's just a form of PR, but specific to this whole new expanding world of podcasts. And it's getting harder and harder to get on quality shows because, like anything that hits a certain point, you know, like there's the pioneers and there's like people doing something and everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's not going to take off, you know, or, oh, okay, that's just another fad or whatever. But then when it actually continues, then people go, oh, wait a minute, I don't want to miss out. And so then you have people jumping on the boat, and then, you know, we're going a little further and people jumping on the boat. And so then you've got the bandwagon jumpers to where everything is overloaded and inundated. Like Facebook ads, for example, it used to be very easy to get visibility and very lucrative to get, you know, Facebook ad campaigns going, and now they make it far more difficult. So we're at a point now with podcasts where we're not quite, in my opinion, to the oversaturation. However, because it's getting so much attention, it's getting harder and harder and harder to, as a podcaster, stand out as a quality podcast, as an independent podcaster, I should say, without all the backing of big media. And then for people who want to get featured, it's getting harder and harder to get hosts who have quality shows to say yes to you. So yeah, that's kind of the state of the situation, in my opinion. It's still, people can still do it, absolutely, but it takes effort, it takes time. And as podcasters are becoming more sophisticated and more valuable, quality podcasts are becoming more and more valuable, they are also saying yes to less and less people because it is not hard to get a guest. If I right. want a guest, like nobody says no to me. If I want somebody on my show, I reach out and I say, I want you on my show. Would you like to be on my show? And they say, absolutely. I'd be love to be on your show. That's never been an issue for me since the beginning. But on the flip side, if somebody wants to be a guest on the show, that's a whole nother story because there's a finite amount of spots and the host gets to pick who they want, right?
Yeah, totally. And I think that's, you know, a little bit of that brand positioning as well. You know, influential people tend to stand out and, you know, do a good job for the podcast host. They almost sell the episode for them, whereas some people who are maybe less well known, you know, it's like you're pitching yourself. And I think that's a good point to talk a little bit about, you know, what are some of the things you've learned that really we need to know if we're going to invite ourselves onto someone's podcast? What are some ins and outs of that?
First of all, just please don't invite yourself onto someone's podcast. It's presumptuous. It's everybody's different. Everybody has a different point of view, but I'm very much a relationship person. And I really believe in spending your time and energy on people and things that are going to light you up and move you forward. And so one of the things that traditional PR has taught us, which I find to be absolutely not a good practice when it comes to podcast guesting, is that you just send, you know, you come up with a pitch or an angle and you send your story, your pitch, your information. Well, most independent podcasters, they don't have a whole engine room behind them. They don't have, you know, somebody fielding these pitches all the time. So you're essentially jumping into somebody's inbox who has no idea who you are and telling them about yourself. It's kind of like a door-to-door salesman that you just did not invite over at dinner time. You know, it's like somebody just coming in and saying, hi, I'm this person and this is why you should care. And I'm on the receiving end as the host going, but I don't care. And now you know, like, I'm not even going to read this. You're giving me a page of something and I don't even know you. So I encourage people to, rather than pitch people straight away, first, number one, understand why you want to be on podcast. So a lot of people that I will come into contact with early on will say, I'll say, okay, so you want to be on podcast. So why? And they'll say, because I want to get more clients, because I want to get more visible, because I want to get known, because I want to whatever, right? But it's a surface answer. So I'd like to dig in more and say, okay, but what's your underlying motivation? Like, what will this do for you? How will it change your life? What are you willing to give for it? And a lot of people too, they're looking at numbers, and it's kind of like going to a doctor and saying, I have a sore throat and I need amoxicillin. You can't look at my throat though, because you don't need to. I know I need amoxicillin. So when somebody comes in and they're like, I want to be on 100 podcasts this year. And I say, okay, great. Why? Because I want to be on 100 podcasts this year. I want to be everywhere. And it's like, okay, but let's look at, like, what's the value in that for you? Who is it that you really want to speak to? Because you don't want to speak to everyone. And so figure out really who you want to speak to, figure out why you want to do the speaking, because your time is super valuable and people don't really think about that in this context for some reason. Other areas, they'll be like, oh yeah, my time is so valuable. You know, I book myself at $300, $500, $1,000, $10,000 an hour, whatever it is. But yet they're willing to do podcast interviews, 30, 40 minutes an hour, anytime, just so they can be on a show. And it's like, okay, but where's the reach? So anyways, there's a whole lot of questions I ask that I want to get to the underlying cause, so that when you go on a podcast, you are positioned as the rock star expert that you are. You're not just getting out on a podcast. You're getting out on fewer podcasts that are going to position you and put you into the spotlight. So when you go on a show, the audience that's listening to that show has a relationship with the host. So if you go on a show where you're just a commodity, you're just another guest, like, that's how you're seen. You're just another guest. But when you go on a show where you've done some warming up of the relationship beforehand, you've gotten the host excited to where the host wants you, isn't doing you a favor, isn't saying yes because they need to fill a spot, but they are like drooling over, have to have you on their show, can't wait. Their audience feels that, and their audience then sees you as a rock star. So they're leaning in more and more interested in what you say. And that's where it sets the stage for conversion to leads, to sales, to any other kind of thing, even partnerships and opportunities to speak and opportunities to do more things. So instead of pitching, to go back to that original question, I recommend finding those hosts that really are aligned with your why, the shows that are really aligned with your why. Find out what shows your ideal customer or client is listening to, and research and say, would I love to have a conversation with this person? Would I love to get to know this host? Would I love to have dinner with them? And if the answer is yes, then reach out to them as if you were going to start any kind of relationship. So I love social media for this. You can quickly tweet, you can go on Facebook, you can share people's stuff and do it sincerely. So you might want to start following them, maybe put them on a list on Twitter of like podcasts I love or something like that. I have a list called Podcast Palooza, and anybody who hosts myself or any of my clients, they go on the Podcast Palooza list because obviously we find them awesome. Otherwise, we would not be guesting on their shows. So you can put them on a list and you can find content that's relevant to your audience that they put out, whether it's a podcast or a blog or something else, and share that, and share it with some kind of nice comment on Facebook, on Insta, or whatever, and say why you find what they are doing valuable and why your audience should pay attention. This will get somebody's attention, or their team at least, if they're not doing their own social, to say, oh, okay, now we recognize this name. They've said something nice. And hey, you write a review and you use your real name at the end of the review instead of Bob 1234. Well, now when the host looks at their reviews or somebody on the team does, hey, I remember that name. So you can do things to warm up the path. You can see, do I know anybody who knows this person on LinkedIn or on Facebook or whatever? Ask for an introduction. Say, hey, I really wanted to connect with this host because I love what they're doing. I see that you guys have a connection. Would you mind putting me in touch? And then just say something nice. And if you don't have a connection, just message them. Tell them you love what they're doing. Once they acknowledge you, then that's a conversation starter, right? Then you can start a conversation. And rather than going in with, I want to be on your show, go in with, you know, how can you serve them? How can you support them? Find out about them, inquire. Maybe you notice from a personal level, you both have, you know, on Facebook or whatever, you see you both have twins. Great. You know, I noticed you had twins and I just wanted to say, I have twins too. And, you know, I wondered if, you know, whatever, because I can't think of a thing right now, but you want to start a relationship and a conversation. Then once they like you, it will be, once they're interested in, hey, what do you do, by the way? It will be very easy for them to come to the conclusion that they'd love to have you on their podcast. And if they don't, then you can ask them something like, hey, are you looking for guests right now for your podcast? So you're not going in and saying, I want to be on your show. It's all about me. You're asking them, what's your motivation right now? What's your life right now? How can I support you right now? And oh, by the way, are you looking for guests? Because I personally, I'm not looking for guests right now. But if someone were to come in and say, hey, I want to be on your show, blah, 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 I'd say, I'm not looking for guests. But maybe one day I will be. But they've shut the door to that opportunity. Whereas if they come in and they say, hey, are you looking for guests right now? They're going to get more information from me about where I'm at right now. And then they might say, oh, cool. Well, would it be okay to circle back like in a few months and see if you're looking for guests then? Or, you know, okay, awesome. That's great. Like, and just to find out what exactly are you looking for? Because let me tell you this, I don't know a single podcaster who wouldn't say, I will make space for somebody that is their dream guest. And so if you can facilitate that and help that, or if you can be that, then you have another, you've added more value. So think of podcast guesting as a long-term strategy. It's not a quick hit overnight thing. A lot of people do it like that. And that's like, no judgment. That's their thing. I don't do it like that. I don't believe in it. And it's why my clients see massive results, huge contracts, and real relationships that keep paying off over and over and over long-term, because we take the time to do it slow and do it in a space of value. And now I've just babbled on all that time.
Well, I'm sitting here listening and realizing, yes, everybody has very different strategies, but what you've just laid out is such a profoundly powerful way to connect with influencers, really. And so, you know, you've given us a huge gift. So thank you. And I'm also realizing I've totally blown it like 100 times. So maybe because, you know, I have the a little bit of a name in certain circles that people recognize my name and kind of drop into that dream guest, I guess. But yeah, so
I realize. Here's the question then. What's your conversion? How is it going for you? Yeah. And this is something most people never track because they think, oh yeah, I'm a hot commodity. People want me on their show. So is it worth your time? Who knows? And a lot of people say, well, it doesn't matter because they're a friend or, you know, I'm willing to do that. But when you start looking at how much time are you spending versus what is your time worth? And also you can go on a show and like be the guest. But wouldn't it be nice to put a little extra time and effort in there to make the host go, oh my gosh, this person just blew my mind. Not because they showed up and actually gave value, which I was expecting in the first place, but this person took the time to send me a thank you card in the mail to me. This person actually not only shared the interview, but did a Facebook Live about it and highlighted me, the host, who is like looking up to the guest, right? Like there's so many things that we can do if we just put a little bit of thought behind it. How can I make this person's day? I always say, like, if you can, with a little effort, change somebody's day, then why not do it? But we get so busy and we get into the humdrum routine of things that it usually doesn't cross our mind. But it's those little things that convert little opportunities into big wins.
Yeah, well said. I love that. I'm a firm believer in being a good podcast guest. So you've given us some great tips. I want to just go a little bit deeper on something, because I know we're going to have to wrap up soon, and we probably could have like a 2-hour conversation here. But you know, I think sometimes people just jump into trying to podcast guest, but they don't really have the right things in place. Are there a couple of things that are important that we probably need to sort out before we try to get on some podcasts?
Yeah, great question. And I would say it goes back to the why, number one, first and foremost. Know your value before you even start. Because if you're just doing it to do it, you're not bringing the value, which means it's not translating, which means people are not going to be hungry for more from you. This can be dangerous, although we've all made mistakes. I've made so many mistakes. This is how I learn, and I try and save my clients from making the same mistakes. But you don't want to be putting yourself out in a way that isn't forward thinking. Thinking like, oh, well, I don't care. I just need to get some under my belt. And then you go on shows that you're not, that you don't have these things in order and that you're not well positioned. And then you go to be on a big show a little while longer because you're like, okay, now I've got some under my belt. Now I'm ready to hit the big leagues. Well, a lot of times the podcast hosts that are, you know, used to it, they vet people. So they might go and search for you on iTunes, and then maybe the show that was like really not done well is now a big show. And so maybe it comes up first. And so then they listen to your episode on it, and you sound like garbage because you're calling from a cell phone and you don't have your message down and stuff like that. And that can get you an instant no. So just always think about before you start pitching yourself, where is it that I want to go with this? What is my why? How is podcast guesting one of the avenues that will help me get to my goals faster? So you do it holistically and strategically. And with that, a lot of hosts, especially when they're starting out, will say, you can call in, you can do whatever. Like, it doesn't matter. Your audio quality isn't that important. I'm not one of those people. I'm not going to blah, blah, blah. That's fine. But let me tell you this. If you're using your mic from your computer, or you're calling in on a phone, or anything else like that's not really intentional and caring about your audio, it's not going to serve you. It just won't. And so if podcast guesting is something you're serious about doing, at the very least, get a headset. So you can get the Logitech Clear Chat headset from Amazon for like $25. If you're serious about it more than that and you don't want a headset, I recommend the ATR2100. It's a portable mic. You can take it on the go. You don't need any fancy hookup. It's just a USB. Like, I actually have an adapter for my iPhone that allows me to plug my mic into the iPhone and record video or audio on my iPhone using the mic, and it sounds like I'm in a studio. It's so good. Oh. But this thing can be used on the desktop, on the laptop, on the go, on the iPhone, whatever. And make sure you have earbuds or something so that you're not listening through your speakers. A lot of times people will try and get away with that and say, oh yeah, and they just ignore the fact that there's an echo. I've been on shows where the podcast host did not have earbuds, and then I can hear the echo the whole time. And I even mentioned something, say, oh no, it's fine, I don't hear it. And of course the recording is completely echo. And then they're like, oh, can we record? No, we can't re-record. This was my time. This was valuable time. So make sure that you show up like a pro. I also recommend either having a one sheet. I'm not a fan of PDFs, to be honest. I prefer having what I call a guest profile page, which is just a page on your website that's dynamic, so you can update it anytime you need to. You can have clickable links. Please have links that click to open in a new window so that people can vet you from one central location. So you would put all your social media there. You would put links to past podcast episodes because, again, when they're going to vet you, they're going to search for you. Wouldn't you love to just give them your best interviews right then and there so they don't search for you and find the doozies? Give them anything they could possibly need or want to make a decision about yes or no, they want you or they don't. And then once they do say yes, have your bio prepared. I suggest having a short bio that's around 50 words and then also a bit longer, around 100 words. Different hosts want different things. Have a Skype account. Have your kind of talking things, like your topics you like to talk about, and put all of that into a document. I recommend not doing Word or PDF, but rather doing a Google Doc because, again, it's dynamic. You can update it anytime. You share that link to it with people, and so they get the latest iteration whenever they're going there. You can put your lead magnets there. If you have a book, you can give the host a preview of the book that way. And anything they might need to know, put your phone number, put your address, anything that you want the host to know or that you think they could possibly need to know, put it on that form. And then that way, again, you're coming off like a pro. When they book you, you can say, here you go. I have everything you need right here on this link, your picture, everything. So those are a few tools that I recommend having in order before you start guesting.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you use the Google document. It makes it really easy. And so I will be taking a page from my friend Nicole and upgrading to that. So I love everything you've shared. It's really, in a lot of ways, you're telling us some big faux pas to avoid, as well as some very simple things we can do to get prepared, to really show up like a pro. I think it really does go a long way to take these extra steps first. And you know, I think there's this last piece that I know that you and I both share this deep desire for real authentic connection. And in this really vast digital world that I think is getting so, it's quite disjointed in a way, you know, social media relationships are kind of replacing real in-person relationships. Like, how can we create a little bit more of this authentic connection as we go about pursuing being a podcast guest?
That's such a great question. So one thing that I've been doing is just getting out to events with podcasters, but that's not for everybody because most people aren't in this business, so it wouldn't make sense. One of the things I really enjoy is Zoom. We're using that right now to record. I use that as well to record. I like to record video now. I didn't used to, and I don't like being on video. Mm-hmm. But what I've been finding as a host is I'm really enjoying looking at somebody's eyes, really seeing somebody as we're in conversation. So it's like we're sitting across from each other at a table. I think that's just such a neat way. I just love Zoom because I think it allows wherever we are in the world for us to really feel more connected and be more connected again, because I think eye contact's good and body movement and, you know, having those conversations. Otherwise, I think being present, that's something that I strive to do, is when I'm with somebody, whether it's on a call or whatever, I really strive to be present for the call. And I find myself frustrated being on calls with people who are multitasking or they're, you know, trying to, I don't know, fit different things in. I feel disconnected. And I think, why am I on this call? Like, it's not, it's, you're only half here. So that's what I try and do. And I think everybody, just a little bit of self-reflection and asking yourself, how do you want people to show up for you? And then being the example for them of how you show up. That's, that I think is key, whether it's for a podcast guesting opportunity or, you know, as a parent or as a friend or as a colleague or anywhere we go in life.
I love that you brought up being really present. One of my things I'm exploring right now is being curious as my deeper connection with people. Because I think sometimes it's really easy, especially when you've got a lot going on, to just jump from one thing to the next thing, And so I've really been being more intentional about getting curious with people, especially if I don't know them or I haven't talked to them in a while. So that's my way right now of deepening authentic connection. But I love the being present. Yeah. So you have a great resource available to our listeners today, and I'm excited to share this because I know how powerful it is. You want to share just real quickly what it is and how people can get access to it?
For sure. And thank you for the opportunity. And thanks to everybody who's been here and hung out with us. And I hope you've got lots of value from it. If podcast guesting is something that you want to pursue, I have created a podcast. It's called Get Guest Ready. And in full transparency, I created it, I scripted it, I read it, I hate it. So the I'm very much a talker and organic. I love the conversation. And a lot of people have gotten massive value from it. I get love notes. I have amazing reviews for it. But I am updating it. So I don't know when you hear this if it will be updated yet or not. So you will either hear the old Get Guest Ready, where I sound like I'm reading from a script, because I am, or you'll get the new and improved. And yeah, surprise, you'll find out. But in any case, it's just all about how to help you get guest ready for these podcast interviews and talking about how to just knock it out of the park. And if you're somebody who is like, okay, this is great, but I'm just not in that. I don't want to go listen to a podcast about being a great guest. I don't want to do it myself. Can I just hire you to do it, or somebody? If you already, you know, feel like, wait a minute, I'm not looking for do it myself, but what you say makes sense, and I'd love to find out how you can do it for me, just reach out. And if you go to interviewsthatconvert.com, that's my hub. You can find all of my details there and reach out directly. I love the direct connection, so I'd much prefer a personal email or Facebook message to just you know, clicking through forms right now. So let me know what resonated with you, and we can definitely hop on a call and talk. But if you're like, nope, I don't really want to talk to you, Nicole, I just want to hear more great tips, then you can go to interviewsthatconvert.com/podcast, and that will take you right to Get Guest Ready.
Awesome. I love it. And I have to just acknowledge and honor you for a second. You truly are a role model for connecting. Because I know when we connected originally, we were like, let's get on the phone. We've been hearing about each other forever. And not everybody makes space for that. So I really appreciate that's who you are. It's one of my favorite things to do, is to move these kind of ethereal out there, I know who this person is, to real connections. And I can't wait for a time where we actually get to connect in person. So
I know
it's coming to happen this year. All right, Nicole, thank you so much for being here with us, sharing such amazing insights, and really, you know, dropping into that authentic place to help more people get to showcase who they are on podcasts. And I hope you'll take advantage of Nicole's very valuable resources, and this resource she has, Get Guest Ready, is super awesome. And if you don't want to book yourself, highly recommend Nicole. She's booking some great guests on some great shows. She can make the difference for you getting on the right shows. So check her out. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.